This episode of Worst Ever Podcast is brought to you by Songfinch. Have a friend or a family member and you never know what to get them? I do. Well, Songfinch makes it easy. It's a personalized gifting company that brings stories, feelings, and memories to life through one-of-a-kind songs. With the option to have a song created from scratch or to personalize an existing song foundation, the community of professional songwriters at Songfinch will handcraft the most personal gift you can give. Personalized songs start at $99 and are delivered within 7 days. Their songwriting community has 300-plus professionals, and it's growing every week. Your song lives on a personal URL called Your Story homepage, where you can listen and download the song, read the lyrics, learn about your songwriter, and share your song. I have to say, this was the best gift I ever gave to Alaa. It's so personalized, it's really funny, and if you want to listen to the song I made for him, you can go to our Facebook page. It's pinned up at the top. Use promo code WORST for 10% off your personalized song from scratch. This is an awesome idea for weddings, bachelorette parties, birthdays, Mother's Day, Father's Day, both coming up, by the way, newborns, anything. Go to songfinch.com and use promo code WORST.
The worst moments of our life.
Hey, girl, hey, that's bad.
So speaking of, like, worst ever experiences.
That is the worst ever.
I don't feel so good.
And that was my worst audition.
How bad can it be?
And we feel that pain is best served funny. Welcome to Worst Ever Podcast. I'm your host, Christine Lakin.
No, you're not. Yes. Welcome to Worst Ever Podcast. Hi, I'm Alaa Khalid, and I'm your host with my good friend, Christine Lakin. Welcome, Christine. Thanks for coming. Listen, today we have a special guest, guys. We brought her back. You're going to love her. She's part of a trio. Her sister is a star. Her brother's a star, and she's a star. Miss Nicole Tom. Welcome, Nicole.
Tom, fan favorite, bringing you back on the podcast. Oh,
was I not supposed to talk?
No, you can talk. No, we just introduced you.
We just introduced you, Nicole.
Yeah. Aw, hi.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Nicole.
I can't believe I'm back.
When you're here, I have to tell you, I get the best anxiety rush because it's...
Just being around her?
Well, I know. I'm nervous, too.
I'm not nervous. It's just the anxiety of, like, what's going to come out of your mouth.
Oh. Well, I feel the same way about you.
It's a surprise every single time. She's the one person who tells us she's got no stories, but her whole life is pretty much a worst ever.
Well, she was like, when I asked you to come on, and you were like, I've been actually writing a lot of them down.
I did.
Thinking, oh, that's probably good. That's cathartic. And then there was just a long list. So I have so many questions about this abbreviated list. But let's get into it. First of all, Lord, what have you been up to lately?
Oh gosh, I've been doing so much. I'm exhausted.
Okay.
I don't even know.
You were on a Disney show.
I worked on a Disney show where
called?
I played a crazy mom.
What's it called?
Probably like Walk the Prank.
Prank.
The Plank. Yeah,
okay.
Walk the Prank.
It's on
Got
a Disney
it.
Channel.
It's a prank show. I'm not in the pranks.
Okay.
But I'm the crazy mom in the, like, you know, scenes.
I love that you're transitioning to crazy moms.
Yeah, it was really fun.
It was awesome.
An afro, like, kinky, curly hair. I wear a lot of makeup. And
you had a wig?
Fun little outfits.
No, they curled her hair like crazy.
It's like...
No, I don't think her hair could hold a curl.
Oh, yes, it does.
It does?
Yeah. She showed me a picture. I'll show you.
Oh, good. Yeah. We'll have to put that up on the... And
My
it's airing on Disney Channel?
Very kinky.
And it's airing now on Disney.
And it's going to... Are you happy? Is it coming back?
Yeah. No, it's not.
Is it?
No, I mean, the last I heard that it wasn't when I...
Oh, it got canceled.
Yeah, I was on it and then it got canceled. Okay. Well, you know, usually they like to put me on, like, at the beginning of shows, actually, because I do have a good track run.
Well, you're a great
being
actor.
On a show, and then it goes for a long time, and then they never have me back.
So, right.
Yeah.
That's the way how it usually goes.
Yeah, I kick off the show, and then...
Well, on The Nanny, you were on every season.
Yes, but yeah. Yeah, I was.
She's saying since
every
then.
Show.
Oh, since then.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's okay.
I guess they don't, you know, like to... Oh, never mind, whatever. I can't go there.
What's the... And you're doing a play.
Yes, I'm doing a play... with my friends, that Craig Olson and Robbie Laughlin. Robbie plays George Plimpton, and it's about Deanna Vreeland, who was a character, and Craig plays Deanna, and I am
is it Deanna Diane.
It's I don't know who.
It's Dion of Vreeland. I play French maid. I'm the only fictional character in it, and I hardly have any lines. But I do have memorable scenes.
Well, what's your lines?
Wah. It's wah. Well, I say wah. Wah.
That's
wah?
It?
Wah. Wah.
And where can we come see this play?
Is that wah. We? That's we, but in a French accent.
Yes. In France, they say, you know, so you go wah, 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 wah.
Is that
wah,
a choice?
Wah, wah. Huh?
Is that a choice?
Yeah.
Okay. You're getting the roots of a lot of things.
Where can we see this play?
Well, we are going to be having previews coming up in April. We had to push it back because Craig got really busy and Robbie. I'm free as a bird. But so it got pushed back to end of April. We'll be having our first preview.
What theater?
It's at his house. Great. Okay. But his house is beautiful.
Okay,
it's
but
gorgeous.
How does the public come see the play?
It's in the garden. It's in the garden at his house. It's called My Garden in Hell is the name of the play.
He wrote the play?
No, our friend Billy wrote it.
Okay. Are tickets open to the public?
It's like Full Gallop's sequel, you know? Do you know the
I have no idea what you're talking
no
about.
I have no idea
well,
what you're
Diana Vreeland is like very famous editor of Vogue, you know?
Right.
She had rouge, you know, on her cheeks that like looked like her ears were bleeding, you know? She was she was a character.
Yes.
Like an extreme character. And Craig just channels her.
So what does that have to do with this not being at a theater? Why can't we not go see it?
It will be someday.
Oh, so this is the tryout.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
This is for investors and stuff to come.
So you're doing a house tryout.
But it's all about fashion. There's costume changes. I mean, it's brilliant. And you'd be lucky if you'd be invited.
Well, thank you. So will there be food and drinks at the
previews?
Yes,
there'll be wine.
Okay.
And
I just
that's how you say wine.
I know, but Nicole, because I love you to death. You know that. We've known each other. I've known you, since you were 12?
Maybe younger than that.
No, I think you're around 12.
Well, I was 10 when I started acting class there.
Yeah, but it was after. It was when you were already on The Nanny.
Okay. Does that make me younger now?
It doesn't matter. You look fantastic. My point is, you've been on a hit series. You've done, amazing television work, and now you're doing a play where you say, wah, wah, dressed up as a French maid.
Yeah, and you know what? Not that many people could play that part, you know? And I will play that. I will play that wah till the end of time.
But it's you don't find it strange that we're doing it in a garden of someone's home?
No. I think it's you have to see it. It's the perfect setting.
I think they don't have to get a set because they're already in a garden.
Oh.
Yeah, and Craig is an interior designer, so it's like the whole place will be all decorated.
Is this the lamp
really
guy?
No. But I met the lamp guy through Craig.
Okay, what's the lamp guy?
The lamp guy is Robert. Oh, have you seen my lamps?
No.
I go out a lot.
Making lamps. I need to make you a lamp.
Well,
I should have brought them.
Make us a worst ever lamp.
Oh,
we'll put it on the set for our live show.
How did this hobby / business start with the lamps?
I just randomly last year got all of the Craig's you need to get over to this place right now. There's a dumpster. It's filled with lamps. My friend is just throwing away all of these lamps. And so I went over there and
did he have a shop? The friend had a shop. Okay.
Robert had a shop and it was just filled with I got there as fast as I could.
Okay.
Because I like to pick up things
dumpster
off the side
dive.
Of the street.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. It's one of my most favorite things to see something fabulous on the side of the street and fix it up.
Right.
And make it I don't know. I love doing that.
Yeah.
We should do that show.
So wait a minute. So then you found these lamps and then you said, oh, I'm going to make lamps that are already lamps.
But yes.
You've done this before though in your life.
Yes. I've always dumpster dived.
The lamps. I'm just trying to figure out. So the lamps are intact, right?
Yeah.
The dumpster.
Oh, okay, so yes, back to the lamps.
Right.
So I get there, and there's this dumpster, and it is filled with like brass lamps and art deco lamps and porcelain lamps and like beautiful, just like all gorgeous 70s glass lamps and stuff. And there's this guy in the dumpster who made it there. Sorry, who made it there before me. And he's just trampling all over everything. He's just stomping on all of the porcelain, like, shades.
Okay, so take me through it. What are you saying? What's happening?
And so I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know, why are you just stomping on? I was like, he's throwing them. Throwing these gorgeous, like, Art Deco lamps into this truck that is, it's to the max already. It's got things just
like mattresses, like, and things like that.
Yeah, it has, like, okay. It just has, but it's all filled with lamps. Because right. He got there before, and there were three dumpsters filled with it. And I tried to get out as many lamps as I could, and he had he had some really good stuff that he was looking at. And I would ask him. He gave me anything that I wanted, and so I
did you bring a truck?
I have a truck, yeah. So I filled it up. I wasn't able to save some of the porcelain shades and stuff because they were all just demolished. And I just started, I brought them all back to my house. I cleaned them all up, tried to, and then I just put them back together in different ways.
So you'd you'd clean them, and now are you rewiring these lamps?
Yeah.
Oh,
I put the wiring in, and there's no way to talk about lamp making that's not sexual. I found.
Okay.
And what's
like what's
in what way?
Yeah, like what do you mean?
Because I mean you're talking about rewiring something and electricity, you know, uh-huh. And the sockets, you know, and there's a hot socket, and then there's a smooth cord. Or a ribbed one.
Oh, okay. You know, all right, I see where
you have
going
to know
with
which
this.
One to put it in, which one to connect
right.
with the other. You know, you have to plug it in. I hope it works.
How many times have you electrocuted yourself doing this?
I just two nights ago made a mistake and some of the wiring in my house shot out. And I had accidentally put a black there's a black and white wire or mm-hmm. ribbed and smooth mm-hmm. And so I accidentally put like the black and the white wire together. It was the same color, and then I tried to put it into I had to fix it, but it exploded in my hand.
How did you learn to do this? Did you teach yourself how to rewire things?
Yeah, I've always been interested in
creating.
Yeah, making randomly land, yeah. Like lighting stuff, creating stuff from found things. You know, working with what I have.
And yeah.
So I've always liked to like light things up for some reason.
So did you start like how many lamps?
It's a hobby.
How many lamps do you have?
I have over like 250 lamps.
Are you kidding me?
In your house? In your garage?
My you can see my place from space.
Oh.
They're all lit up?
No, I mean not all at once because I tried to do that the other night and then I was blow drying my hair and I had two heaters on. So I mean maybe that's why the power kept going out.
How much like that electricity bill just must be.
You know, it's not been that bad.
Okay.
Wait a minute. All right. Hold on a second. You have over 250. How long have you been doing the lamp thing?
For about a year. And I just had an art show. I think I invited you guys.
I wasn't in town, Nicole. I told you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Wait, how much are you selling these lamps for?
I didn't even think about like selling them when I was making them. I've been giving them to people. Like,
oh, you are?
Yeah.
Well, then why don't you give us some lamps?
But then I
said
she
would. She wants us to go by and look at them.
What?
You said you'd make one for us.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. If you guys come over and then you can pick out the parts or whatever and I'll put it all together for
I
you.
I love it. How did the art show go?
I didn't sell anything.
Okay.
What were you pricing them at?
I guess somebody's interested in a couple of them, though.
What are you pricing them at?
Well... you know, like $500, $500 to $700. Have you seen any of them?
No.
That's an expensive lamp.
They're tall. They're like, they're really something. Here, I can show you.
Well,
I should take some, I took some pictures. I
you should start
them
putting them on Instagram. Maybe I have people like, on the social media want to buy them.
Yeah, you should do a whole lamp Instagram. Mm-hmm.
There's one called Double Trouble.
You name the lamps?
Yes. There's one called the Crystal Palace. There's Down the Rabbit Hole.
So they're like your babies, these lamps.
Yeah. There's one that looks like, called Grand Old Opry. Looks like a little old lady who's just been through a lot. And she's been put back together again. And she's so cute. It's like she should be on a porch. And
are there any lamps that you just will not part with?
There's like every single one becomes my favorite after I make it. But I would part with them. I would part with them.
For the right price.
You should write little stories with your lamps.
I don't even care about the price. I really don't.
I know. Well, why charge people $500 to $700?
I want them to have a happy home. Well, you know, if somebody could give me an offer. You know,
I know, but you're starting at $500. Like, where do we go? I'm like,
so how about 10?
Well, you haven't seen them. You haven't seen them.
Listen, I don't doubt that they're gorgeous, but
yeah,
like,
and they're like four or five different lamps put together as one, you know?
I get it. So it doesn't mean that it should be four to five times the price because there's four to five different lamps.
But they're all like really unique. Like some of the pieces are from Murano glass. You know,
how do you know?
There's a chandelier. Well, because I know Murano glass. I mean, don't you know Murano glass? I mean, hello. No, just kidding.
Okay, I got it. All right.
Have you ever been?
I gotta see
you haven't
one.
Been there? I went there on that. No, I didn't go out there on the trip that I met up with you guys.
No, I did not.
I didn't.
But I do know, yeah, they try to get you when you go to Venice, then they try to get you to like get on the boat and go to Murano, and then they want to sell you a chandelier.
I went there.
And a thing.
Did you go? Have you been there?
I don't think we did. I don't think I went to Murano, no.
Oh, God. It was awesome to see them making all
right,
the
so glass. You let's get back to it. So you have lamp business.
You got to play.
You got to play
backyard.
In a garden in a backyard.
Yeah.
Some interior designer's home.
I'm, yes.
With the lead as a drag queen.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
you're on a show that's canceled.
Yes.
So far, everything's going well. Love life.
Yo, what's going on with the love life?
I'm single.
Oh, again.
And I'm on this. I'm,
by the way, I got
I'm
a lot
on
of
one dating app, and
Tinder?
I hate it.
By the way, I got from our last podcast. I got a lot of pushback from me asking how big was Andy Dick's dick.
Ew, God, why would you even? Ew. Ew. Gross.
Well, people were pissed. I even asked that, and I was like, "Well, it's people want to know."
You want to know.
I'm just curious.
Why do you want to know?
I want to know if it scared you or if it was.
It was absolutely disgusting.
Okay.
It was gross. It was really gross.
That's your Me Too moment, by the way.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right. So
it was
you're
a bad
single?
Day. So you're single. Bad. What app are you on? What dating app?
Oh, God. I don't know. I mean, it's just this one of these ones.
Tinder?
You know? No. I'm not on Tinder. I'm not on any of the I'm not on the Bumble or
Match.com.
Yeah. No.
Have you met anyone? Have you been on any dates?
I've been well, at first gosh. At first it was like people would make plans with me, you know, they'd be right. Like, I haven't given my phone number out because they would like ask for my phone number and then never contact me.
Right.
they would ask me out on a date, like three people.
Let me ask you a question.
And so, then they would just ghost.
Okay,
completely.
Hold on a second. Is this the kind of site where you see the person?
Do you have a hole in your pants?
I have a hole in my pants right here.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Stop flashing her.
Well, I'm
going to give her another Me Too
sorry.
Moment.
So yeah, I have a hole in my jeans. So listen to me.
Right
the
there.
But they're like the jegging jeans. So they're comfortable. They're like.
So that means that you'll walk around with a hole in the crotch?
I don't fucking care,
Louise.
Guys. It's
can't
a hole.
You just take them to the. Now
yeah,
what's your favorite
it.
Jeans?
I will
like,
take
do you
them
have another pair of jeans?
Yeah, but I just wore them because I was. What is it? I'll take them to the denim doctor. Don't worry.
All right.
Listen to me. Is this the kind of app where you see the other person?
Yes.
So yeah. Like, do you ever hit them up first or do you wait for them to hit you up?
I, you know what? I don't want to hit up the guy first.
Okay, that's okay. I'm just curious. Know?
Yeah.
So
I like if I like him or whatever, I'll like them. And then it says like whether or not, you know, you liked them, they liked you too. And then I'll wait for them to just, you know, reach out to me.
So what's the criteria for you to like them? Like what, like when you see the picture or the profile, what are you looking at to say, oh, he's interesting, I'll like that?
Oh gosh. Well, lots of things. I like all sorts of people.
You don't really have a type.
I don't really have a type.
Anyone who will like say, I like you back.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I don't know. I guess if I'm attracted, you know, and then also, I don't know.
Have you gone on a date with someone from this app?
Yeah, I've been on. All right,
give me the
three dates.
Okay, give me the first date. You liked
it was awful.
What happened?
Oh, jeez.
Where did you go? Did you meet for coffee, lunch, dinner, cocktail?
We went to this place, Laurel Tavern.
Love Laurel Tavern.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lots of people there, so it's safe. You met there,
right? It was like, yeah. At that point, the app had the wrong age for me.
Okay. What was the age that it was on there?
And I didn't, you know, I was like, I don't know if I want to change, you know, tell them my actual.
What was the age that was on it?
27.
Oh, well, Nicole.
My God.
What? I mean, I'm not 27, but...
You're not even 35.
Well, no, I'm not. But I was like, well, why did it do that? You know, like, why did it say that I'm 27? Like, and then there's no, like, thing on it to change the age. So you have to actually contact the app and be like, no, that's the wrong age. I'm actually, you know, this old. There's no like button that you can change it yourself on the thing.
I'm sure there
seems
I'm
very subtle.
I'm sure there is that you probably just don't know how to do it.
No,
and that's okay.
No, I looked through it and there was no way to change it.
So, okay, your app says you're 27. The guy that you're meeting at Laurel Tavern, how old is he?
Okay, he was like 40.
Okay, so that's age appropriate. The only problem is he thinks you're 27.
Exactly.
Right.
So I told him that like right off the bat, you know, like or pretty much like in like I don't know 5 minutes in Mercury was in retrograde too, and
don't
I was
say
not
that to me every time.
To be going
that's
on a
nightmare.
Date. I was not supposed to be going on a date to begin with. Right. Communication was down.
Right. I know. I feel
mean,
you.
And it was just
a nightmare.
Yeah.
So you meet at Laurel Tavern. Stick with me. Stay with me here.
Yes.
You meet at Laurel. He knows that you're not 27.
Yeah, well, I said, you know, I'm not 27, and his face just fell. And
he's like, he knows prior to meeting you on the date that you're not 27.
No, she says it at Laurel Tavern.
You say it at Laurel Tavern.
Yeah.
And then his face drops.
And his face falls. And he goes, "Well, how old?" He goes, "I can't remember what he said, but something like, you know, well." Not much older or something. I can't remember what it was. and then we started talking about like politics.
Oh, great.
And yeah, it just was not. And then he started talking about how he didn't want to. Oh God, I kind of mean he didn't want to. He was a director and he had just done this movie and. He didn't want I can't even say it.
Just stay with me. Just focus for a second.
There was somebody that he liked or that liked him on the movie, and she wanted to go back to his room, and he was like, no. We got into this whole like conversation type thing.
So does he know that you're an actor?
I don't know if he, I mean, I,
like on
I don't
your
know
profile,
if he looked me up
say,
or not.
Okay, on your profile, does it
I
say
looked
what
him
you,
up.
Okay. And on your profile, does it say what you do?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. So...
But if you punch my name, I spell my name really weird. If you punch my name into Google, I'm the first one that comes up.
Right.
Right. So he
could could figure it out.
And then did you punch his name into the Google?
Yeah.
And in the Google...
Yes.
Was he a legit director?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So far, we're okay.
Yeah.
I'm just like really worried about this date. So wait, so now you order, do you order a drink to calm down? Does he have a drink?
Yeah, I mean, because you know I'm not really drinking.
Right.
And so, but it was like a cold day and I felt like, and you know, going out on dates, it's, I had one drink. I had a hot toddy.
Every 27-year-old has a hot toddy.
Yeah, totally.
So wait.
Definitely not a grandma drink.
Yeah. So okay. He asked me how many dates I'd been on. I said I'd been on one, and then I said that this was my first one, and then I was like, oh no. I mean, I did go on one before that through a long time ago. So I think he was thinking I was a liar at that point.
Well, so far.
You know, but I just, forgotten it. Like, I forgot, yeah. That was a long time ago.
Right.
And I wasn't even on that
All right, so you,
dating place.
Visually, anyway. How did he look? Did he look like his picture?
Yeah. He had cap teeth.
Oh. Is that a turn off?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, but he was cute. I mean, he was really cute. He was.
How long is this date? Do you order food?
No. So anyways, he tells me this story about the girl,
who
you
wants
know,
him
that
to go
liked
back
him.
To the room.
Let's go. I mean, he's like, no, you know, no. We started talking about like, how do you even meet people? Like 80% of all relationships, I guess, I heard a long time ago, come from the workplace.
Right.
You know, like that's so. How do you even meet people?
It's really, I don't know.
You're gonna have to start booking jobs.
Or genuine people, I guess. I don't know.
You got to start booking jobs.
Well, yeah. They go longer than 5 episodes,
right? And not in a garden. no plays in the garden.
But you can't meet people
with
on
gay
the,
men,
right?
On
that
the
are
job
dressed
anymore.
In drag.
Yeah, it was like an uncomfortable conversation. Anyways, 5 minutes later. That girl showed up in the bar.
What?
Shut up.
I'm almost positive it was her.
How do you know? You know what she looked like?
Because she looked at me and she's like, and he's like, blah, blah, blah. This is Nicole. And I was like, hi. And I was like, you guys know each other? And he's like, and she looks at me like, what is she doing here? What is she doing here? And I'm like, would you like to sit down with us? You want to sit down?
I mean, it just goes on and on. It's unreal.
And she's like, no. And I was like, oh, so you're an actress? And she goes, yes, I'm an actress.
With
like,
that,
don't you know
with
who
that
I
kind
am?
Of face?
Like yeah, that, and I didn't know who she was. And that's when I was like, oh my gosh, this is the actress that liked him and stuff. And then we finished the drink, and he goes, well, what are you doing now? And I'm like, well, I might go to this party or something. And he goes, I was like, what are you doing? And he goes, well, I'm going out to dinner, later. And then I'm, you know, going to go to a movie. And I'm like, you got another date?
Did you say that?
Yeah, I did. I was like, going on another date? I was like, why do I suddenly feel like I'm speed dating? Okay, well, I'm out of here.
Did you hear from him since? Did you hear from him since then?
No. I said, because it was my first date. I was like,
wait a minute. Nicole, can I ask you a question? Did he pick Laurel Tavern or did you?
He did.
So it was a
setup.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean with the other girl coming in?
Well, he probably like made plans with her too, and then so,
in case it went awry.
And the third one, and then, oh, then he's going on the third date. It's like, oh my gosh!
So, how long was this date?
I'm sorry, I just keep on doing that.
That's okay.
it was like an hour.
Oh my God! Can we please go on your next date with you? Like I just
want to sit. Oh,
I just want to sit at another. I want to sit
awful.
At another table, and I want to do commentary.
Yes,
like I literally want to. I literally would love to go on a Nicole Tom blind date.
Like the TV show.
I ended up on my second one, the guy.
I'm scared.
Oh, gosh.
Go ahead.
I got there. I ordered a glass of champagne.
Where did you go?
We went to some sports bar I'd never been to. I don't know.
Nothing like a glass of champagne.
At a sports bar. Yeah, I know.
So far, you're 2 for 2 with the cocktails.
Yep.
Go ahead.
And he couldn't. He was really nice and stuff, but he couldn't move his arm. And I was telling him, and I talk with my hands a lot. Did he have a...
Was he disabled or did he have an injury?
I don't
like
know.
A sports injury.
Looked, it just, he, it was like...
He was, it was like he couldn't stiff from the torso
yeah,
up?
Like it was a, like he had Barbie doll arms.
Okay.
Okay, did you... Okay, hold on. Let's get back to... Same app?
Yeah.
Okay. You liked him. He liked you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He shows up to the sports bar. He picks the sports bar or you pick the sports bar?
He picked it.
Okay. What area are you in?
Sherman Oaks.
Sherman Oaks. You're in Sherman Oaks. Okay. He has a job. What does he do?
I can't say. I mean, it's a good job, though.
Got it.
Yeah.
He shows up. He's literally walking like this. Like,
no, I just noticed it when we sat down. But
do
like,
you ask
as
him?
As soon as I got my glass of champagne, I told him I wasn't really drinking all that much. And I haven't been drinking. And then I had one sip of the champagne. And then he said something funny. And my hand went like, oh my gosh. And I spilt it all over him.
Oh,
completely
God.
Busted the glass of champagne.
Like the glass broke?
Yes. I have a strange ability that and I know this is going to sound weird, but when I go out places, glass breaks around me all the time.
I can see that.
I'm surprised that your lamps are still
intact.
And yeah, I'm shocked, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So wait.
Like
so do you reach to toast him? Is that what it is? Like a cheers?
No, I was like telling a story. And it suddenly happened.
So how's he clean? I mean, his arms are... What? Did you ask him about his arms?
No, I didn't. I didn't mention it.
Does he say anything about it?
Mm-mm.
So do you spill the glass of champagne,
yeah,
break
and I,
it?
And then he's like, oh, well, now I can see why you don't really drink them. It was so uncomfortable. I was like, it was an accident. I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh. Like, I couldn't believe it. It's champagne. It's not like it's red wine.
Right,
you know,
right,
it was like it barely got on him.
But the glass, that's the...
Yeah, I mean, well, the glass went straight into his arm.
So wait.
There was blood everywhere. So
I guess that was... All right, so tell me about the Paul story.
Oh, gosh.
All right, so this guy is someone you dated after the con.
I didn't date him. He was just a friend. He was staying at my place. I didn't have any friend. I had just been conned. I was, just got my house back together. We would listen to that song, that Sade song.
Oh, Sade?
Sade.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'll be there.
Yeah, I know which one. Go ahead. That's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
You constantly on a loop, you'd listen to that song?
We listen to it a lot.
Okay. Why?
Because it was like about friendship, and he's like, "This is our friendship song." This is all, he was Australian. This is our friendship song.
Oh my gosh, I know this person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember this.
I was doing a play, and I was rehearsing a lot for it, and he was kind of staying at my place during that time, and I let him borrow my car, and one morning I was going out to go to rehearsal, and I noticed that my car was not in the driveway, but it was when I had the Beamer. Like,
mm-hmm.
It was parked on my street backwards and on the wrong side of the street. Like, mm-hmm. on the wrong side of the street and backwards, or just backwards on the, yeah, whatever. Yeah. And the bumper was in the back seat.
Oh.
It was like completely crash. And so I ran back inside. I was like, oh my gosh, what happened to my car? I go to rehearsal. I come back. I'm sorry. It's just very, it's traumatic for me to
talk
about all of this.
It was so many years ago. Yes. It was just so many years
ago. I need
ago.
To like just get it out.
Yeah. You need to let this out, girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm paying my bills. I noticed that my telephone bill is like $2,000 more it's like $2,000. My phone bill.
This is so long ago. It's like during the landline days.
Yes, yeah. My landline. Yeah.
Long distance.
Yeah. And I found out that every single time I went to rehearsal, he would call his family back in Australia. And so he had racked up a $2,000 phone bill on my phone.
How did you meet this person, by the way?
I can't even remember.
It's at some party or something.
It was like a... Oh, I think I met him through another friend that did not warn me about him at all, right. But had been screwed by him too.
Ugh.
And he was a friend, and he didn't say like, you know, you might not want to. I don't know if he hung out with him or whatever, but there was no warning.
So then he's not copping to the car situation.
Yeah, and he's no, and then he
racks
like,
up your phone bill.
Racks my phone bill. I try to I call him. He wasn't staying with me, but he would stay with me every once in a while, like
right.
in another room or whatever. But he was actually staying at he had an apartment or like a house, so I go, I try calling him on the phone. He's not answering. I call my mom. I'm like, I can't believe this is happening. You know, like this guy, what he, you know, like racked up this bill, and then he said he had a hit and run in my car and stuff, but the bumper was there. And I was like, I want to go over to his house right now and confront him and get my money back.
Yeah.
You know? And because I was like pissed
yeah.
of being like taken advantage of, like, because it was the house, you know, and then it was this. I was just like, oh my God, I can't believe this.
Enough already, right?
Yeah. So I got my mom and we went.
Your mom went with you?
And my friend, yeah.
Okay, good.
And we went over to his house.
And by the way, I know Nicole's mom. She's no joke.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And knock on the door, and one of his roommates comes to the door, and I'm like, is what's his doodle here?
Right.
You know? He said, yes, he's, you know, he's in his bedroom. And so I just like went in there. I was like, you know, fired up. I go into his bedroom, and he's on his bed reading my diary. Are you kidding? Reading my diary that he had stolen from my house.
Shut up.
I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I was like, give that back. Like, what are you... I was dumbfounded.
Oh my god! You
gotta go to the bank right now and give me my, you know, like I forced. He's like laughing.
What did he say about your diary?
Nothing. Nothing. I was like,
and your mom's with you?
Yeah.
And what is she saying?
I was like shaking at that point. I couldn't believe it. I was just in shock. My mom didn't really say. My mom's like, you know, you better get in the car. You're coming with us. We're going to the bank right now, and we're, you know.
Did he get the money?
Money? He's like, I don't have it. I don't have it in my account. And I was like, I know you do. And whatever you have, you're going to give me. You know, I was just so like, I just couldn't believe it. I went to the bank and he did give me, the money.
He gave me
$1,000, and he had owed me like that was my deductible for my car.
And then the phone bill.
And then
he
like disappeared, and I never.
And this guy had like he would drink.
So he still owes me.
He would drink a lot too.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Like come over and drink your liquor and stuff.
No.
No, like just go out and drink. So when he was borrowing the car, he'd go to the bars. He got drunk. He
crashed it.
Crashed it, and then tried to park it, and then pretend like nothing happened.
Yeah, he was a bad news. Bad news. And then I went to breakfast. Like maybe a year or two late after, I was eating breakfast and my friend's like, oh my gosh, he's sitting behind you right now.
Oh my God.
And I turned around and he was there. And I was just like, I just started shaking. She's like, you should go over and confront him. And I was like, no. I just wanted to get the check. But he came over and started talking to me.
And pretend like nothing was wrong.
Yeah.
And what do you do?
I basically just, I didn't, you know, I smiled and like, I didn't say anything.
We gotta get you some balls, Nicole.
I know.
Oh my God, I know. Been so pissed. Had I seen someone who'd done me like that,
probably wouldn't happen now.
I'd be like, oh, what's going on?
No, it's never gonna happen.
Are you paying for your eggs? Yeah. Cool. Yeah. You got another 50 because you still owe me $2,000.
Right.
Really, Christine?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I feel like now I'm just not gonna take it anymore. I can't.
No.
Well, obviously. You are torn down, girl.
I know.
Like, you've been, like, I mean, every time we talk to you, it's like, I mean, you have must have a lot of post-traumatic stress.
I mean, I probably do.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of getting torn down, hold on. You texted me something the other day. I'm sorry. I just thought of this hike I went on in Montana when I was young on the railroad tracks. I'm not going to say what the end is, but do you want to tell me this story? I don't know this story.
Well, oh gosh, okay. Well, I was doing this. I was doing this movie, like one of the very first movies I ever did.
Give it a plug because it's still rentable. Oh,
Season of Change.
Season
was
of
with
change.
Mike Madsen. He played my dad.
Who?
Mike Madsen.
Oh, cool.
Was this a feature? Really cool. Was this a Mao?
It was a movie, with Ethan. His last name was Randall. Mm-hmm. But now it's Ethan Embry.
Oh, I did a movie with Ethan Embry.
Yeah.
Yeah, love him.
He was my first kiss.
Ethan Embry was?
Ever? Yeah.
He's such a great guy.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a magical first kiss. Right. But he probably doesn't remember.
You never know.
Of course he does.
You're in Montana? No, he does. I mean, he has to.
Go ahead. You're in Montana.
Anyway, sorry.
Are you shooting the movie in Montana?
Yeah. So we were doing the movie in Montana, and we had the weekend off, and I think my brother was in town, and me and Ethan's sister and we all decided to like stand by me and go and like pack a lunch and go hiking on these railroad tracks. Mm-hmm. Like back we were 14.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, yeah, let's go for a hike along the railroad tracks. You can't do that anymore. You know, it's not safe.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And
I guess it never has been.
probably never. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
Probably not the best idea.
Okay, go ahead.
And anyways. So
you're hiking.
We pack our lunches and stuff, and it's like winter time and there's snow and it was beautiful. And we're walking along the railroad tracks. We come to this bridge. We're like, oh my gosh, this is so pretty. We walked across the bridge. We went a little further and then we're like, you know, let's go back. We should probably go back. Let's go back to that before it gets too late. So we start walking back, and when we get to the bridge, Ethan sees these two kids, like two kids on the opposite side of the river, playing, like just playing in the rocks and stuff. It looks like so. But I noticed that they have a gun.
Lord.
They both had guns.
How old are these kids?
This is Montana, by the way.
Yeah, of course. How old are these kids?
Maybe a little older than us at the time. We were like 14.
Oh, so they're like 16?
Like teenagers, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, God.
Like hunting rifle guns?
Or like pistols? This.
Yeah, like hunting rifle. Big.
Right.
Yeah.
You're in Montana. Makes sense. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we have to cross the bridge.
Right.
But Ethan wants to go down and make friends with these people.
Okay.
These kids and stuff. So we go
As
down.
One does yeah. when you're from Los Angeles shooting a movie
yeah.
to go... Yes. Like to see the natural wildlife
yeah,
of Montana,
yeah,
the kids with the guns.
Yeah.
That's what you do. So go ahead. Yeah. Sounds like a good idea.
We walk down there, or we go down there, and the river's like frozen, and yelling out to them. Ethan like manages to get across to them, like walking over the ice. These are all things you should not do.
Right.
You should not walk across
Absolutely.
The frozen river. Oh my gosh. Okay, so he goes over there. They start talking. We're like down by the river, just looking. I'm looking at them. I can't hear the conversation. Suddenly he comes back across the river and he's like, "Go! We gotta go!" And the two kids like go up to the top of the bridge, and I'm like, "What? Why?" Then we go under the. He's like, "Just go under the bridge. And then the kids start go up on each side of the bridge and start shooting down at us.
Oh my God.
Shooting the things down at, and we're under the bridge. And then we're like, what do we do? Like, how do we get out of here? It's like, and we had no idea what to do.
Why were they shooting? What they were trying to shoot
you? Just like fun, like for fun. Like, just like, I don't know why they were shooting.
So were you screaming?
Yes. I was like, what are you doing? Stop. You know, stop. What are you doing? We're going to get hurt. And, you know, like, you're gonna hurt us. Like, and Ethan's like,
you're like, I'm in Beethoven.
He's like, just go, run back to the cabins, run back to the cabins. I'm going to go up and distract them. So he gets out.
What is he,
and
a Navy SEAL?
What if they hit you, you know? Like, yeah, and so he goes up onto the bridge, and somehow they start talking or whatever, and like, we're running back, and I'm like, I didn't turn around to, like, you know, it was frightening.
So did you have s'mores later that night with them? Or
well,
what,
later, like, that night we decided to play hide and go seek in the dark.
Uh-huh.
And the neighbors were not having it of the cabin. They came out with their guns because they thought that somebody oh was God. Like in their backyard.
Right.
You know, like, and their backyard's huge, the forest, you know, back
what,
then.
What happened to the old days where, like, productions would put you up in a hotel?
That was, like, this was like a little cabin in the woods. It was so cute. Yeah, we each had a little cabin.
You cannot mess around
in Montana.
Yeah, when people don't, like, when city folk come in, when the Hollywood crowd comes in, you can't mess around.
They're not into it.
They're not into it.
We were just playing. I'm from Seattle, you know. I used to go
Seattle's a little different than Montana.
Yeah.
You know.
Issaquah. Washington.
Issaquah, Washington.
Squawk Mountain.
Did we talk about your childhood last time?
In
I
Chicago.
Can't remember.
We talked about, I think, the fact that you were from Seattle.
Yeah. Well, Chicago. Originally, yeah.
But did we talk about the fact that you have a twin?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
So your twin is David Tom.
Yes.
You're fraternal.
Yeah.
Fraternal twin.
He's a boy.
Yeah.
Very talented. And you guys are, like, inseparable.
Yeah. I love my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any crazy stories together?
The womb.
The womb must have been nuts. Your mother must have been like...
Well, Nicole, tell our listeners about your head.
Oh, how dare you, Christine.
Oh, that's right. Hey. I forgot about the head.
How dare you? Oh.
Nicole has eyes in the back of her head.
She sure does.
I do.
Not just a wives' tale.
I know. I was born with, it's called pyrophenamia, and 1 in a billion people have it. It's eye sockets.
In the back of your head.
Yeah. But I actually, what it really is, it's here, Christine, would you
feel
it?
I don't like to feel it.
Yeah, I've felt it.
You felt it before.
I felt it before, too.
Yeah, you felt it as well. So what it really is my brother's ball sack laying on top of my head.
What?
In the womb. Yeah. So you felt my brother's ball sack.
That's all right.
Yeah. That was the indention that he left in the womb.
Hold on. That doesn't make sense because aren't fraternal twins, no matter what, you're in two different sacks.
You're two different sacks.
No. Well, yeah, but yeah. Two different sacks.
Right. But isn't there amniotic fluid that prevents the babies from, like, indenting each other?
Do you doubt her?
No.
I mean,
if she says it happened.
Yeah, it's completely true. Yeah. I mean, what of all the things to lie about, that's what she was gonna lie about?
I know.
Having fucking ball sack on your head.
I want to know what the bag makeout story is.
I already know who this is.
You guys already know. You know all my stories.
I don't know the story, but I know by your history of jobs and stuff. And so go ahead.
So I had to make out with this person in a scene. And we're making out. And or the director comes over. It's all very choreographed.
Right.
You know? They're like, okay, Nicole, you...
you will, you guys will start kissing. He'll go for your shirt. Nicole, you go for his first shirt. And then he'll go for, he'll start to bring his hand down on your arm. And then, Nicole, you bring his undershirt up and start to.
God.
It was completely choreographed. And then you go for his belt buckle. And I was like, okay, I got this. And he's like, all right, so, we knew what we were going to be doing, okay?
Right.
So they start the scene, and we start making out, and, we're kissing and stuff, and I go for the back shirt. Almost spilled this all over. Sorry. I go for his back shirt. I'm, like, taking off his back shirt, and then I'm like, okay, great, I got that. And then we're still kissing. I go for his undershirt, and I'm trying to get that shirt off, and we're just still, still rolling, and it won't come out. Like, his shirt won't come out, so I'm, like, pulling on it, and finally he's like, ouch, would you stop that? You're giving me a wedgie. And I had pulled his underwear all the way up, like, past his boobs, past his, like, pecs. And it was...
Because you're so into the kiss.
My eyes closed, I had to do everything with their eyes closed. I mean, it would have been creepy if I was, like, looking at him.
No, but instead you're just eyes closed, and instead of pulling his undershirt, you're just pulling up his underwear.
Yeah, so I was just pulling up his... Yeah.
Oh,
that was very... It was embarrassing for...
Was he understanding, though?
Yeah. Maybe.
How was take two?
We got through it.
Did the scene make the show?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. It went fine.
What was the show?
Well, we can't say.
We can't say the show?
If we say the show, then we'll know the person.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean. Okay.
Got it. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm sure he doesn't, I mean.
He won't care.
No one did anything wrong.
Yeah.
Except
I worked
Nicole.
A lot with him.
Yeah.
I did
vacation?
Like three movies.
Well,
with
no,
him.
We've already got. Have you gone anywhere recently?
No, I haven't. I haven't traveled at all.
Wasn't there a story about Greece? Was that after
that
we
was Devin and
that was Devin, right?
Yeah, when we went. That was after.
That's after our Paris. Or was it like when we saw you after Copenhagen? I can't remember. But was it the same trip? I think it was.
That was. Yeah. I met up with Devin. We decided to go skinny dipping in Greece. And we got out there in the middle of nowhere. And we had taken all of our clothes off. And it was very shallow. Like, we could sit, like, way far out into the... ocean where we were, and we just got this wild hair to go skinny dipping, so we decided we just did it, and there was no one on the beach or anything. It was like late, and we got out there into the middle, and we were just like floating around. There were actually some people out in the ocean, like talking. Like, it was really shallow water, and it was just our heads, like, in the moonlight, because we weren't standing up or anything. We were like sneaking around. Anyways.
What island were you on?
This was Naxos.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I have a better Naxos story.
Go ahead. No one's stopping.
What happened with the tell? I want to know what happened at the end of the.
When we finally were, we decided to go back in, and there's this like huge rave like going on the beach. Like, suddenly there's a big party, like a fire pit, and like maybe about 25 people right where our clothes are. And I was like, I don't know how we're gonna get. Devin just got out of the water and just ran and got it. Everybody whistled and it was fine.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Then she brought him back to me, but that
I've
wasn't
never been
like
to Naxos.
That worst of
What's
it.
That? What is that island like?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I guess I do have a lot just random stories.
Yeah. Well, that's the show. The random worst ever.
I mean, Nicole, you're the gift that keeps giving.
Yeah,
I mean,
when life is a random story.
When I was in when I was in Bali.
Uh huh. there was this beautiful beach there. Mm-hmm. But they were building like this resort.
Mm-hmm.
So sadly, they had taken all of the coral reef out. Mm-hmm. So the waves were like really, really strong. Okay. Really strong. And I didn't really know that. I guess the undertow was just like, you couldn't go in. You shouldn't go in. You shouldn't go in the water. But I didn't really know that.
Right. Well, when you say you shouldn't go in, that's yeah. Nicole's cue to go in.
Just try it real quick.
Go ahead.
So I go over, I dip my toe into the ocean. Right. You know,
when she says dip her toe, that's her whole leg.
Right.
Waist.
Literally, it was just like my foot. And the wave was so strong mm-hmm. that it pulled me out like right away. Like first, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, let me put it, you know, how strong is it? I thought if I stayed close enough to the, you know, and just the waves are kind of long in California, right? You know, like yeah. you can, there's that water that, right. you know, the beach is not there. And so I literally just put my foot in and it swept me out and my entire bathing suit, completely gone.
So what do you do?
And I'm like drowning, trying to get out of the water, and I see that there's this man like on the beach, and he's videotaping the entire thing, and he does it, and I'm like, help me, you know, naked, uh-huh. and like try, and he's just like videotaping his family like on vacation and stuff, and like that, not even paying any attention to the fact that I'm like not even helping.
Oh my God.
So what happens?
Paul rescued me and brought me to the shore. I put a towel around me and we left.
And you didn't go back in the water.
No. I almost drowned.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Nicole.
I've almost drowned a couple times.
Where else?
Catalina.
Oh yeah. Catalina. Well, yeah.
No, you in the water.
Yeah, I don't feel like you and the water are close friends.
No, but I love the water.
Well, it doesn't love you.
That's obvious.
What about
let me ask you a question real quick, Nicole.
Yeah.
It's pilot season, right?
Uh-huh.
How are we doing so far?
Oh, well.
Okay. Should we take that as an answer?
I've had like a couple auditions.
Yeah.
You know. Haven't heard back on anything.
Anything you really liked or just been like, eh?
There was one, but I've been really working hard on my show that I'm
Yes. Do you want to tell us about that?
We have to talk about that because Christine had a moment with that too.
Me and Chad? The yeah. one we went to go do
yeah.
her show?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sorry, Christine.
Well, we just thought we had a different idea of what we were doing.
Well, let's get through it.
I love the show. I think the show is so cool.
So what is this show? Nicole's writing and producing creating.
Yeah.
Along with...
I mean, I don't know how much I can talk about it, but it's called Blink.
It's along with your sister.
It's with my sister.
Heather Thomas, her sister, for all those...
The Tom sisters.
They're the Tom sisters. Hopefully we'll get Heather on the show soon.
Like the Coen brothers, right?
Yeah, it's the Tom sisters. The Coen brothers. Okay, so you guys create this show, and, you know, we have a lot of resources as friends. Yeah. You know, we've known each other for so long. There's a whole talented group. And so, of course, you're going to ask your talented friends
yeah.
to come join in and help support you.
Yeah.
Because you yeah. know we'll do it for you. You'll do us a favor.
Yeah.
And it's a freebie or whatever. Yeah. It's just how art works,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, well, I asked Christine to come and help me with the DMV scene. There's
right.
It takes place.
Because you guys were
DMV.
Doing like a sizzle reel, basically. It was like a mini pilot so
yeah.
that you could take it and try to sell it.
Yeah.
And I got Chad to come with me.
Yeah.
And I guess we thought we had these characters and we were like working on them.
Well, initially she asked me.
Well, you are, because everybody who's...
Initially she asked me and I was going out of town. I was going to New York and I was like, but Christine's available.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
So we went and did it. And I think Nicole had the best of intentions because I think you really do see the bigger picture and that everybody could have.
Yeah. Well, it's all in how we're connected. And,
right.
You know, everybody is
on camera. But I don't think everybody that was working on the show knew that.
Yeah, no.
So I got there and we were sitting there for a while. And then finally they're like, all right, it's the time for the scene. And Or no, sorry. Got there first, and they were like, oh, come early if you want tacos. There'll be a taco truck. And I was like, oh, that's so nice. Yeah, I'll totally get there early so I can eat and be ready to go exactly when they want me and all this stuff. And I go to, okay, 5:30, they say tacos. So I go over to the taco truck because that's what the email told me to do. And I think it was like one of your ADs, and she's like, can we just please let Cass get in there first? Background, you need to go sit in the other room.
Oh, no. That is no. Yeah.
We're not background. I'm pretty sure we're principals in this.
Yeah.
And she was sort of like, but I already had a plate of beans, but like no taco. So then it was awkward. And then I'm like standing there while other people were like, I was like, okay.
No, Christine can go and get some tacos.
We waited for a while. And then they were like, all right, we're going to place people in the DMV. And then again, the person was like, just sit in the back. She was like, just sit in the back in the cubicle. And I was like, no, I don't think you understand. I have a role in this. Yeah. And she kept looking at me like, I'm pretty sure you don't.
I am very sorry for that.
Okay, I got it.
So what did you end up doing?
I walked back and forth with a clipboard and I checked on people's. I was like, I thought it was going to be a different character, but then I reworked it and I was a manager at the DMV.
Yes.
So that was my goal.
You know, I'm getting texts throughout this of what's going on.
Well, I'm taking videos and being like, I'm in a DMV. And I'm like showing him my like outfit and I'm taking videos of Chad.
So did you edit the, is it a presentation pilot? Like how long is it?
It's 10 minutes long. But it goes by really quickly. It's all first person. It's really good.
Have you pitched it?
We have three really big meetings coming up next week.
Oh, great.
Yeah. It's awesome.
It's moving right along.
When you go into a room to pitch, like who, you know, like Christine and I will have a banter or Alyssa and I will have a banter. Like we sort of figure out like uh-huh. who's saying what.
Yes. And completely.
So when you go into pitch, like what is your strategy? Like how does it work for you? And because you and Heather are very different.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, like Heather's very serious, on point. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying this to be an asshole, but you're like fun and a little scattered.
Yeah.
Like, and can like go on a tangent that has nothing to do with anything that's happening in the room.
I bring it back.
You do bring it back?
I do bring it back.
Let's do a mock pitch right now.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Christine and I are the executives.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
For what?
For a network.
Okay. Oh, no, but what is she pitching?
You're pitching a show about your making your lamps.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
HGTV.
It's an eight. We are the heads of HGTV. Network.
Well, I actually have a show idea called L. It's already. I mean, it's,
okay, great. Let's do it.
Here's the thing: is if you're gonna pitch this show now, mm-hmm. I don't want to hear. Can you cut it? Because I don't want everyone to know about this show. So let's just go back to the lamp show because I already know.
Well, the lamp show has to do with my show.
Another show.
I mean, I have a million ideas. I could sell you on anything. You want me to sell you something?
Sell me something right now.
How about pitch us Beethoven 3?
Yeah, pitch us Beethoven 3.
Beethoven 3 has already been made.
Oh, four.
It's already been made.
Okay.
I don't know. I think they have a lot of Beethovens.
All right, go ahead. Pitch us something.
But only two original ones.
That's right.
Yeah. I gotta pitch you. What should I pitch you?
Pitch us a show starring Tipsy the dog.
Tipsy the dog?
Mm-hmm.
Tipsy, my beautiful Tipsy. Oh, God. You're trying to make me cry. Tipsy the poodle?
Yes.
I have a show idea about, about poodle, about dogs. It's called The Real Dogs of Los Angeles.
All right.
It's The Real Dogs of New York. And you follow these dogs around. And they are, you know, like famous dogs of Instagram, famous poodle, the famous chihuahua, the famous all different dogs from these different, and it's about the dogs and their owners.
Well, are the dogs like narrated or what's?
But they go, no, the dogs go to special events. The dogs go to the special like dog bone events, the special like new dog outfits, you know, and stuff. And so the parents, you know, the owners of these dogs have to bring them there. And so it's like that's the B story, but it's about these dogs and how they get along with each other in
with the other
town.
Dogs?
Yeah, it's the real dogs of Los Angeles, the real dogs of New York.
Okay.
We'll start off in New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do and you Tipsy see this, totally would
do
have been
you see
on
this
there.
As a yeah. half hour?
And Chesty Chew, my poodle, Chesty Chew, he's on
he's
it.
He's definitely be on it.
Yeah. would your dogs be on there?
No, they're nuts.
They're not good.
See,
not
exactly. Good enough. I mean, that would make great television.
Yeah.
That would make great television.
All right, we'll get back to you on that one, Nicole. Yeah. Thank you.
What else do you want me to pitch? I have a comedy idea.
I would love to see a pitch between her and her sister.
Like, I know, me too.
I'm just trying to picture it. Because Heather is so different from you.
The show is a mystery. You know, it's a mystery show. It's not a comedy.
Oh, it's a drama?
It's a real drama.
Who's starring in it?
She is very real and raw. No. Everybody stars in it. You only see me three times.
Not according to your AD.
It's true.
Not according to the manager at the DMV.
Yeah.
It's a first person whodunit.
Is it different?
Seen through the eyes of multiple people.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And shows how we're all connected.
What would be the ideal network for this show?
I want it on Netflix. Or Amazon or Hulu or anywhere. Yeah.
But like a streaming.
Yeah,
a streaming
digital.
Type place.
I want it, yeah.
All right.
So you have three big meetings?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to need an update on that one.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
That's exciting.
I'll let you know.
All right, Nicole, I want you to put some lamps up on your Instagram. I want you to send us some pictures of your lamps. We'll try to sell them on ours as well.
We're not selling for $500 to $700.
No, no. It's going to be, we're going to ask people to
make
offers.
They're worth it.
Yeah, let's make offers.
Make offers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. That's fine.
But
do you have a website
captions.
For the lamps?
No, but I do have a email.
If it's a personal email, don't give it out.
It's my business email. But...
Let's just use our email.
Yeah, okay. If you want
to, if you're interested in the lamps, go to Worst Ever
Podcast. You don't know our email address, do you?
Got it.
Wow. No. worsteverpodcast@gmail.com.
Right. So wait a minute. So then you're gonna post these pictures on Instagram.
Yes.
And you could even sell them through Instagram.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You need to just create a lampsbynicole@gmail.com or something.
Yeah.
I need a lampsbynicoletom
Instagram.
I
have so many
Instagram.
Lamps that I would love to light up your life.
Oh, God. On that note, Nicole, where can we find you on Instagram?
Nicoletom.
Spell it.
Nicoletom at Instagram.
Well, it's not. It's just your Instagram.
Oh, I don't even know.
So far, you're doing great.
That's
you have a tweet.
Do you have a Twitter?
Yeah, it's just Nicole Tom too. Nicoletom.
Nicoletom.
Pronounced Nicole. Yeah.
Is that really how you pronounce your name?
Lately,
no. That's just how it's spelled.
Right.
It's the lately,
which we learned last time, which
but,
I had no
yeah.
idea.
Lately, I if somebody says, "Hey, Nicole," I'll answer to it.
Okay, and then. And then is there any upcoming projects besides the backyard play?
Walk the Prank. You can see her currently.
Right.
As Crazy Mom.
Make sure you watch it because the show's canceled.
This is your only chance.
This is it.
Yeah. It's cute.
It's on the Disney Channel.
Yeah.
What nights?
I don't know yet.
Great. Okay.
I said to Nicole when she walked in, by the way, she's wearing these really cute pants. Nicole has amazing, amazing style.
And then I said to her, I love your pants too. Outside, she goes, I go, where'd you get those? She goes, at my favorite vintage store, but they closed down because I wouldn't tell anybody.
I wouldn't tell anybody about it.
I said,
we have to go. She goes, no, it closed because I wouldn't tell you about where it was.
I know. Because it was the last great thrift store. And...
You kept it to yourself and
see
what happened?
Yeah, I kept it
to
myself and nobody... Ichabod. Yeah, and then it closed. I hope it reopens again because it was a magical show. Or magical...
what was it called?
Magical Place.
I still don't want to talk about it because
it might reopen.
Oh, my God.
But, Nicole, it's closed.
I know. God. I hope it reopens. They were remodeling. They're supposed to
reopen
in October.
Oh, maybe.
What's it called?
I can't say. I'm not saying.
Okay.
Did you try to get that out of me last time?
No.
No, we didn't mention a thrift store last time.
I'll tell you privately.
Okay.
Okay.
My God.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, we hit a nerve.
Okay, the thrift store. Oh, okay. And so, Eddie, okay, so you have the upcoming, you have the Disney show, you have an upcoming backyard play where you have one line.
Which for those of you, it's French for yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wah.
Wah.
Wah. Right. Okay. Okay, I have a feeling we're getting a lot of emails after that wah thing because everyone's going to be correcting it, but go ahead.
Wah.
Right. And then that's it? That's all that's coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and hopefully your show. Oh, my hopefully birthday. Selling your show and your birthday.
Yeah.
What are you doing for your birthday? This is a big birthday, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Yeah.
It's a big one.
I don't know. I was thinking of, you know, I was thinking of either maybe having a party or going to Catalina.
Or fun.
Both. Yeah.
Or both.
And you guys are both invited.
But not on jet skis. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
On
but boats. This is a big birthday, so you're going to do it right, right?
Yeah, but I
when
mean,
is your birthday?
I don't want to plan it myself.
April 23rd?
April 23rd?
March 23rd.
March 23rd.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. It's like right around
my
the
God,
corner.
It really is coming up.
And you haven't planned it yet?
Mm-mm. Remember I did this? Didn't I do this podcast last year on my birthday?
Yeah, we gave you cupcakes.
Yeah.
That was really sweet of us.
So wait a minute. Yes, you haven't planned your birthday yet, and this is a
no,
big birthday.
Yeah, and it's
okay,
like,
well,
coming
up. Let's like wrap up the podcast, and then we can help her plan it.
Well, no. I mean, your sister's not doing anything, or your brother?
No, I mean, I've been really busy. I'm doing a lot of the play, the lamps, the show.
The play? How often are you rehearsing this play?
A pilot season. I didn't have time to plan my party.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that voice.
It's normal for us.
I'm so sorry about that.
All right, Nicole, we love you. You're always welcome to come join us.
Anytime.
Here. Anytime.
We love your stories.
Thank you for having me, and I love you guys. Thank
we
you
love
so
you
much.
Too, Nicole.
I hope that everything.
All right,
is
Nicole,
okay.
Thank you. You're taking us down. Okay.
Sorry.
You can find me on Instagram and all other social media at Yo Laken.
You can find me at Alec Led, ALECLEDD.
And thanks again to Rob, who was our engineer today. Thank you, Rob.
He's our sub Steve.
He's our sub Stephen Ray Morris. Stephen is out caring for cats and also doing a million other projects. So we will have him back in the studio soon. If you want to email us, especially after that episode, if you have any questions, which I'm sure you will, definitely email us at worsteverpodcast@gmail.com. And
I might email us.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter. You'll see some lamps coming up soon.
I can't wait to see these lamps.
Also on Instagram at worsteverpodcast and worsteverpc. We'll be back next week with an all new episode. Bye.
Thank you.
I'm exhausted.
I know.